this is UU Todd Phillips, the golden voice of the Great Southwest, and once again you're listening to Loafer's Glory, the hobo jungle of the mind. The worst thing that can happen to you is to cut yourself loose from people. And the best thing is to sort of vaccinate yourself right into the big streams and blood of the people. To feel like you know the best and the worst of folks that you see everywhere, and never to feel weak or lost or even lonesome anywhere. There's just one thing that can cut you to drifting from the people, and that's any style or brand of greed. There is just one way to save yourself, and that's to get together and work and fight for everybody. Well, yeah, that's me back again, Utah Phillips, here with Steve Baker, who's twisting the knobs and pushing the levers, something that I've never been able to figure out how to do, and I don't intend to start now. That, of course, was the Borsdorfs from up in Marysville, playing that wonderful theme music, Loafer's Glory. The words that I open with come from, yeah, you guessed it, Woody Guthrie, and it's a gentle reminder to all singer-songwriters everywhere. We're in the studios of Community Radio, KVMR, a community voice and occasional minefield. I don't know when or where it is that you're listening to this. It's been suggested that I not be time or place specific, but I can think of more reasons for you to be in my time than for me to be in yours. So here, right now, today, in Nevada City, California, my home, it is Memorial Day. I have just come from the big Memorial Day parade down Broad Street, saw hushed and quiet hearses from all the funeral homes gliding slowly past, a few antique catafalques and military caissons, horse-drawn, the whole street festooned with black crepe, the Ophir prison band slow marching in the lead in solemn dignity. Then, of course, at the graveyard, KVMR, it's an annual event, we had its usual fundraising booth. There are a lot of folks here in Nevada City, you've moved here from someplace else and have no graves to decorate, so we've identified a number of unmarked graves which we rent to strangers so no one's left out. And then, of course, we have the kids who visit the graves already decorated after the kin have left and bring the flowers to us at our booth so we can sell them again. This is a new age community, folks, and we believe in recycling. Offensive? How about the giant Memorial Day bathroom fixture sale at Kmart? Now that's offensive. Slow down, Utah. Remember your arteries. I'm going to spend a few shows here introducing you to old friends of mine, over-the-road people who have made a lot of music, found a lot of music, and sing it whenever they have a chance to get away with it. One of the first people that I met when I first got into this trade, and of course I only did it pretty late, it was 1969, just only 30 years ago, was a fellow named Bodie Wagner. Now, Bodie lives close by, although he's sort of a myth around different parts of the country. I was just back in the East, in Troy, New York, and New York City for the People Poetry Gathering, and people came up to me, you know, when I was wandering around lobbies or in the streets outside, said, "Whatever happened to Bodie Wagner? Do you know how many people in this trade they say that about? Whatever happened to, you know?" It's kind of like to get gobbled up by the world, and some people get discouraged and quit, but here's one person who hasn't. A neighbor of mine lives up on the San Juan Ridge, kind of homesteading a big patch of forest out there. Bodie Wagner is alive and well, folks, and he's right here in the studio with us. Good morning, Bodie.
Good morning.
Now, you were born in Yellow Springs, Ohio. I was born in Ohio, too.
That's right.
Southwest. Round on the sides and high in the middle of Ohio. Yellow Springs. Now, when was that? When were you born?
I was born in 1951, and Yellow Springs is a village of about, at that time, probably 5,000 people. It's 60 miles north of Kentucky and 60 miles, that'd be east of Indiana, so down in a tri-state area down there.
Was that a rural existence?
Well, it was fairly rural because we had a 1,000-acre forest because there's a college there, Antioch College. And so we were allowed as kids to run around out in the forest there. That was back in the days when you could let your kids do that and not worry about somebody snatching them or something like that. So we did have a fairly small town rural existence there. There were a lot of farms around there, though, and unfortunately there was also a lot of big industry because Ohio loves industry. And so a lot of the folks from Appalachia would come up there when they finally quit trying to farm their small places down there, and they would finally give up and come up to the factories. And so there was a lot of traffic from Appalachia coming up through there to work in the factories.
I noticed that the first time I heard you speak, Bodie, was now I come from Cleveland. Mm-hmm. We left in 47, and your accent, the way that you speak, is far more Appalachian, more Kentucky.
It's a different sort of thing. And even in the town of Yellow Springs, depending on where you came, there were a lot of Antioch students who came from different places and stayed there and started businesses. So it was one of the kind of things where there was a real stew of different accents.
When did you start playing music?
I started actually singing when I was a kid, of course. I was a poor student in school, and but I could remember songs. I could remember lyrics. My folks had actually calypso music that they had brought up from Puerto Rico, where my big brother Pop was born. And I used to, when I was just a little guy, like five and before I even went to school, be able to memorize these songs, the dialects of which I didn't even realize were English, but I could mimic the lyrics, you know, even though I did. And most of them were about work or sex or something like that. And they also brought home a lot of Lead Belly and Woody Guthrie and things like that, Burl Ives from the Antioch College.
Oh, you're lucky
Library,
to have that in your home. What do you have out of your childhood or about your childhood song-wise? I know you write, you're one of the most prolific writers I ever met, probably the most prolific, and you write about everything. What do you have that's redolent of your childhood?
Well, actually, I was thinking about doing a little tune here that after I'd been on the road for a while and came back and visited the big forest, the Glen there, Glen Helen, I was thinking about how that changes your perspective being on the road and how some of those special places of your childhood are like old friends. And that's what this tune is actually called, Just to Be in Silence. Far from the railroad tracks, far from the roads, far from the cities where the blackened waters flow. It's there you find the lost enchanted forest, brown and green, where everything you see and feel is almost like a dream. I nowhere have I been so long to lose my childhood friends, streams and trees and fields where I would play. And just to be in silence and alone with them again, oh, whatever made me go away. Now when you'd fall in love with someone, why, the whole world would fall apart. Everything was springtime as her loving filled your heart. But now some calloused wisdom seems to make those heartaches mend. But oh, what I would give to be in love like that again. And nowhere have I been so long to lose my childhood friends, streams and trees and fields where I would play. Just to be in silence and alone with them again. Oh, whatever made me go away. Now there's a rainbow through the treetops, there's a breeze across my brow, all those foolish sorrows seem to bid so long for now. But far across the forest, where the dreams all cease to be, some old boy walks across the stage and tells the world it's me. Nowhere have I been so long to lose my childhood friends, streams and trees and fields where I would play. just to be in silence and alone with them again. Oh, whatever made me go away.
Some old boy walks across the stage the world it's me. I mean, we know about this in Bodie. We know this line. You tell the truth. That's the fact.
That was actually started as a young man, so I had to change the lyrics.
Well, you do have a little gray in your beard there, you know, that I had never expected to see. Now, this is going to seem like a digression here, but in fact, it really isn't. A little short of a paragraph from a clipping from the Sacramento Bee, the big daily newspaper down there, and the first paragraph of this says, Belgrade, Yugoslavia. In the Belgrade suburb of Zemun, on Monday morning, people were complaining that even McDonald's did not have coffee because there was no water and no electricity. As this war, and we are at war, continues its Kafkaesque course toward some sort of weird oblivion that I can't even begin to fathom. Now, you're a Quaker.
That's right.
Were you born a Quaker?
I was born a Quaker. As a matter of fact, my folks both left their birth religions to become Quakers because they didn't agree. They wanted a religion where you could pretty much find your own way, and that's what Quakers do.
Well, you sure found your own way during the Vietnam War because you were a CO then.
That's right, and they counseled us on nonviolent protest. My folks were real involved in the anti-war movement and in the civil rights movement all the time I was a kid during the 50s and 60s.
Well, then, did you do alternative service?
I did alternative service, driving trucks for Goodwill Industries out of Indianapolis for 2 years, yeah.
Oh, good work. I know you wrote some songs about that. Sing us something out of that time in your life.
Sure. Here's one. Actually, it was a year or so after I got done doing the alternative service. I was working in a factory. As I said, I didn't ever make it to college. I kind of barely graduated high school. And what I did when I went to work, I was United Steelworkers Union down there working in a factory in Yellow Springs for a winter or so there when I first started playing music, and was thinking that wasn't really what I was going to do for a living. That was just something to do during the summer, you know. And so what I would do is, while I was working at the factory, I would make up a verse, and then during the morning break, I'd write it down, and then during the lunch break, I'd write down another verse and then work on the tune when I went home and drank beer at night. And so, but this one's called America, and it was actually after Uncle Walter Cronkite had just announced that they had signed papers to end the Vietnam War, which actually took another couple of years to get out of, but I was pretty excited that day at work. As I walked out in the moonlight at 6:15 a.m., started my old pickup truck and drove to work again. But today was much more special than any day before, 'cause last night they'd signed the papers that would free us from the war. America, my truest love, my own home country land, won't you look into your people's hearts, come and take their hands. When I was a little boy, my politics were none. Then I heard some words like Vietnam, bomb and death and gun. And as I grew to understand the moonlight and the sun, I learned that as a citizen, I'd shame for what we'd done. America, my truest love, my own home country land, won't you look into your people's hearts, come and take their hands. now I am a grown man, and now I know myself. So I'll take all those politics and stick them on a shelf. 'Cause I can't pretend to be a friend or even be a part of anything so far from me, so far from in my heart. America, my truest love, my own home country land. Won't you look into your people's hearts? Come and take their hands. Come and take their hands.
Thanks, Bodie Wagner and America. First time I met you, Bodie, you remember, I was playing in Minneapolis, Cedar Riverside, and I walked across the footbridge over Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
You were sitting in the middle of the bridge playing the guitar and yodeling with your guitar case open.
That's right.
And I always figured that was a decent way to make a living on account of work in the street. You get back exactly what you put out, nothing more, nothing less, so it's dead even. It's dead fair. You were singing, by the way, do you remember whether I put anything in your guitar case or not?
Oh, yeah, you actually threw, I think it was 2/4, which at the time was pretty good scratch for street singing, and you said, where did you get that song? And I told you I made it up, and you threw 2 more in and said, who are you? And
that's called busking, folks, and it's an honest way to make a living. Do us a song, like Woolly Bum Man. Do just one of those busking songs.
I'll run a couple together here for you. Here's another one that came from thinking about busking while I was in the factory, and then another one that came directly from busking, watching kids watching me. Because the great thing is the kids will... parents, when you're busking, the parents will always try and look at the other side of the street, you know, and kind of hustle their kids by so that... you know, so they don't have to throw anything in there because they've always got an appointment to go to or something. But the kids, they'll sort of turn around and realize that the kids are still stuck to the busker a block behind, you know, and then they'll have to come back and give them a couple quarters to throw in the guitar case. So kids were great customers back then. So here's actually a couple of busking ones.
Nickel on this sidewalk, nickel in my hand. I'm walking down this road, boys, I'm just a nickel man. He rolled me down old Free Street, Jesus, glory be. He rocked me to the sound of the band. Yeah, quarter for the song, boys, quarter in my hat. A quarter get some food, but it sure won't get me fat. A quarter get me this, and a quarter get me that. Just a quarter for this song in my hat. And a penny in my pocket, penny to my name. Just a penny for that long, lonesome road that I came. A penny for the sunshine, and a penny for the rain. A penny and a long freight train. Been out on the road for 2 weeks straight. 3 days ago was the last I ate. My clothes was ragged and I was too. The whiskers reached down to my shoe. Out of the church comes a cute little mess. She turns to her ma and tugs on her dress. She says, Mama, look at the woolly bum bum. Mama, look at the woolly bum bum. Mama, look at the woolly bum bum. The woolly bum, woolly bum, woolly bum man. Sitting on the sidewalk picking out a song, earn a little pocket change for too long. Here comes a boy walking with his dad, toppled a change cup that I had, laughed at my face, tripped on his toes, pointed his little finger right up at my nose. He said, Pappy, look at the woolly bum bum. Pappy, look at the woolly bum bum. Pappy, look at the woolly bum bum. The woolly bum, woolly bum, woolly bum man.
So
I went to the woods just to get some rest. I closed my eyes and I did my best. When I woke, the birds flew round, squirrels and muskrats staring me down, critters, creatures, everywhere. All they did was sing and stare. They sang, woolly bum bum, woolly bum bum, ah hoo hoo, the woolly bum bum, the woolly bum, woolly bum, woolly bum man. So I don't care if you think I'm weird, I don't mind, it's the way I'd reared. I'm just as happy as can be, singing my songs and blowing free. I like everyone, you know, and it seems like everywhere I go. They say, lucky, there goes a woolly bum bum. Lucky, there goes a woolly bum bum. Lucky, there goes a woolly bum bum. The woolly bum, woolly bum, woolly bum man. Cha-cha-cha.
Woolly bum man. I get any number of times, you know, I moved to Spokane later on, and you could come out for the World's Fair there in 74 because we had a folklife festival, and it was good busking, you know. I was good bum. They put us up, and they paid reasonably well. But mainly, those wonderful people to hang out with, you
That's
know,
right,
those cowboys
yeah.
and ranchers and stuff. But after that, you know, I used to go out to the Roper Yards at Trenton, Havana, or out mm-hmm. to Yardley, and you come in on the freight trains, you see.
Yeah, the first time I came into Spokane, I got to do that double-decker track that took you through town on the second floor
of all the
buildings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you always were good on the trains. You're going to take Jackson, your son, out on the train someday?
God, I hope not. Who knows?
It's a question worth having. He may make that decision all by himself. But, you know, the first song, that song I heard you singing on the bridge over the Mississippi River, was the favorite freight riding song that I ever heard. And I like you to sing that one. It was called Chug-a-Tramp.
Chug-a-Tramp, right.
You gave the best advice I ever heard to young tramp people who want to get out and get into the railroad yards, and that is when you walk up to a switchman or a shack to find out what's being made up, what's hot, what's gone, mm-hmm. is to approach them in such a way as to let that person know that you're not an enemy.
That's right.
Completely non-threatening. And that's just the best advice you could give. Well, sing us this Chug-a-Tramp.
Listen to the whistle and the iron wheels spinning round. Silly little mama, don't you know I'm leaving town? Just a hidden Colorado and a little bit of higher ground. Maybe California gonna take me in a tickle, keep me from coming down. And it's chugga 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 on down that road. Chugga 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 with a heavy load. Chugga 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 chugga, now don't you know? Well, chugga 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 chugga, I'm bound to go. And I'm rolling down the road and I'm setting on a big feed sack. Honey, don't you know there's nothing in the world I like? Every time I go, I don't know if I'm coming back. Every time I ride your railroad train, every time I roll that track. And it's chugga 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 on down that road. Chugga 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 with a heavy load. Chugga 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 chugga, now don't you know? Well, chugga 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 chugga, I'm bound to go. Fiddled in the middle and a little bit of hum in too. Drawn and a blowing on the harp till the boy turns blue. Sipping on my wine about a little time with you, sweet darling. Soon I gotta hitch a railroad train, honey, yes indeed I do. And it's chugga 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 on down that road. Chugga 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 with a heavy load. Chugga, 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 now don't you know? chugga, 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 I'm bound to go. Kicking down the road and I'm following a lonesome call. Honey, don't you know I'm a-going when my footsteps fall? Just wondering if anybody ever gives a damn at all, Lord, Lord. Sitting in a lonely boxcar, babe, following a Kenyan ball. And it's chugga, 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 chugga on down that road. Chugga, 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 chugga with a heavy load. Chugga, 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 now don't you know? Chugga, 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 chugga.
Well, chugga, I'm bound to go.
Well, that's worth a couple of dollars in anybody's guitar case, I tell you, it is, it is. Now, song making, you know, you're a folk singer, and I really understand what that means. It means somebody just doesn't make it up or singing their own songs, but singing all kinds of songs, got an ear for not only the language, but for the events going on around you and for the songs that other people sing. Mm-hmm. I remember once telling you a story that I heard Sarah Cleveland was the Hudson River balladeer. She was a very, very old woman. And she sang these archaic English ballads that had migrated to New England, and she'd sung them. She had learned them in her family. She was a quiet, beatific, saintly-looking, tiny woman. Going blind, I ran into her on a bus going to New York City to have an operation on her eye. I was going down there to play. She sat in the seat next to me, and this tiny, gentle woman told me a story that nobody knew, and that was that she had been married to a giant Mohawk Indian named John, so huge, and he worked on the Verrazano Narrows Bridge, and she raised their kids in tents, construction camps, alongside the highway. He said that he was so large that when they walked, he couldn't hold her hand because it was too tiny. She would just hold on to his thumb. And then she told me the rest of the story. I wrestled with it for years trying to make it into a song, you understand. And then I remember telling you the story, and I think I had this pop-up silk hat.
That used to be your dad's,
right? Yeah, my dad's, that I would swap you if you would make that song, and by God, you did.
Here we are. John and Sarah.
Yeah.
The old engine turned over in the cold morning twilight. It was mid-February on the edge of the night. Sarah, she said, wake up, John, it's time that we ride. Wake the children, it's time that we ride. 'Cause a boomer's life ain't easy with a family on the road. But a big and humored man like John could always pull the load. John could stand an awful lot, still come up with pride, with his little lady Sarah by his side. Now up and down the eastern coast, they went from town to town. He built the city's steelworks, where once stood naked ground. Oh, they seldom had a bed to sleep in every night. When they did, they used to hold each other tight. Now John, he was a giant man, and Sarah, being small. At night when they would lay so still as the evening shadows fall. Instead of holding hands, you see, he would offer her his thumb to wrap her hand around until the morning come. And a boomer's life ain't easy with a family on the road. But a big and humored man like John could always pull the load. could stand an awful lot and still come up with pride with his little lady Sarah by his side. John was in an auto wreck, and it almost left him dead. He could not hear or see or think, or so the doctor said. Now when you go in to see him, ma'am, he won't know you at all. She just nodded and started down the hall. Walked into the silent room and saw her husband there. The pain that swelled within her heart was more than she could bear. To see her husband paralyzed, all mindless, deaf and dumb, she said, "I'm here, John." And he stuck out his thumb. And a boomer's life ain't easy with a family on the road. But a big and humored man like John could always pull the load. And John could stand an awful lot and still come up with pride with his little lady Sarah by his side. Yeah, love can stand an awful lot and still come up with pride with the strength of John and Sarah on its side.
John and Martha, and love does conquer all. Well, it sure as hell conquered you, didn't it, Bodie? I mean, your sweetheart's up there on the ridge. Marty, who I always know as the flower lady.
Uh-huh.
Because I see her down at the Lucky Supermarket. Probably the only civilized thing happened in that whole vast joint.
Finally she's out of there. Yeah.
She is out of there?
Yeah, she's fine. She quit, I guess it was last August, she finally.
Well, that was a strong union, though. She had a good contract. They did a lot. They did her health care really well when she got injured. So that must be hard to give up. But still, it's good to be out in the breath of sunlight and
back in the
forest rather than under all the neon lights. Sing us something about Marty.
Here's one that I actually made coming up over the grapevine late one night after being with her when we were courting. We courted for about a year and a half and then lived together for about a year and a half before tying the knot. And this was a courting song that I made for her. Once in a while, darling, I feel sad and blue. Once in a while, dear, there's nothing I can do. But once in a while, it seems like all my dreams come true. Once in a while, when I'm with you. Once in a while, when I can see your smiling face. Hear the music of your laughter, dear, and feel your warmth.
I never get to paradise, I'll walk through hell in style with the memory of your love once in a while. Adi-da-li. I don't wish to go. It's all that I can do as you stand waving from your door. If ever I have had a friend, why, you've been a friend to me. For a while I'll have to live on memories. Once in a while, when I can see your smiling face, hear the music of your laughter, dear, and feel your warm embrace. If I never get to paradise, I'll walk through hell in style with the memory of your love once in a while. If I don't ever get to paradise, walk through hell in style with a memory of your love once in a while.
Once in a while.
Once in a while. I wish I could yodel. I mean, I've tried.
Usually I don't try yodeling until after dark, so this is kind of a...
That way you can sneak off into the shadows and they can't get you, yeah. I yodel when it's middle of the winter and I hit the outhouse, and I can yodel for four or five minutes.
That's right, especially if you have like a metal toilet seat. I found a brass toilet seat in the middle of the winter.
And then you're stuck.
Yeah.
Well, now, of course, that love affair that led to, you know, homesteading up on the ridge, and also led to the fruit of your loom.
The fruit of my loom.
Or your shuttle, whatever. A little fellow by the name of Jackson.
Jackson.
An ebullient, fast-moving, lightning-struck kid, if I ever saw one.
I don't know.
I'm glad you're up there and haven't let him loose on the world quite yet.
Yeah, I don't know if he would last, or the world.
I bet on him, boy. I bet on him. You do some recording up there of your own and make homemade recordings. There's one here, Daddy What If. Is that a Shel Silverstein tune?
Yeah, that's one that Shel wrote, and it was actually recorded by Bobby Bear and his son back in the early 70s or something. I've always loved it, and Jackson and I actually do sing a lot together, and he mimics the things I do.
How old is he now?
He's now 8.
Okay. And so you brought a home recording of you and him singing this together.
Little home recording of us doing a duet.
What is this? It's Shel Silverstein's Daddy What If.
What if the sun stopped shining? What would happen then?
But if the sun stopped shining, you'd be so surprised. You'd stare at the heavens with wide open eyes. The wind would carry your light to the skies, and the sun would start shining again.
Daddy, what if the wind stopped blowing? What would happen then?
Well, if the wind stopped blowing, then the land would be dry. Your boat wouldn't sail and your kite couldn't fly. The grass would see your trouble and she'd tell the wind. And the wind would start blowing again.
Daddy, what if the grass stopped growing, what would happen then?
Well, if the grass stopped growing, then you'd probably cry, and the ground would be watered by the tears from your eyes. And like your love for me, the grass would grow so high, and the grass would start growing again.
But Daddy, what if I stopped loving you? What would happen then?
But if you stopped loving me, then the grass would stop growing. The sun would stop shining and the wind would stop blowing. So you see, if you want to keep this old world going, you'd better start loving me again. You better start loving me again. You better start loving me again. Sing along.
Better start loving me again.
Better start loving me again.
But that's about as good as it can be sung. Well, we sure mourn the passing of Shel Silverstein.
Yeah.
Enormously. There are songs floating around out there you would never think.
Ever.
Where they came from. But they came from him. They sure did. Well, now, there's love of sweetheart and the homestead up there and love of your son. But now there's another love that I know that really pervades your life in many, many ways, and that's the love of wood. And I've seen your carpentry work. I've seen the finished work they did on the cabinets up at the Gold's house, you know, and I've seen the beautiful rockers that you put together out there on the ridge in that woodworking factory. Tell me something about you and wood, and then sing us a... I know there's one in there. Sing a song about that.
Yeah, there actually wood started when I was a kid because Dad had a little wood shop, and so I used to love the smell of it, and he cut me loose on some of those things. I was always good with my hands, and then when I started thinking about settling down, I figured if we were ever going to have a house, and if we are ever going to have a house, I'd better learn how to build one. So I got into carpentry and went from one level to the next, and I've always done other jobs, as you know. I don't just write songs about being a songwriter. I've worked in factories and drove trucks and climbed trees, and now what I'm doing is carving rocking chairs. And actually, when I come home at night, Jackson is getting to the point where he can guess what kind of wood I've been working in because he can smell it. And this is one that I actually made up when I was doing some carpentry down in Berkeley, California. I guess it was probably about 15 years ago. It's called Worker.
I like the smell of the cedar wood. I like the smell of the pine. I like the smell of the old dug fir and the warmth of the bright sunshine. I like to hear that old hammer ring and a low-speed drill as it sings. I like the sound of the whine and the pound as a brand-new working day rolls around. And I draws my pay and I goes my way. Some folks believe I'm on the run. Song when I'm long been gone about the work and the time that I've done. Say, look at what I've done as the days go rolling by one by one. You sweat on my hands, I'm just a working man. Back is always burned by the sun. And I draws my pay and I goes my way. Some folks believe I'm on the run, but I'll sing this song when I'm long gone about about the work and the time that I've done. Say,
Worker. Well, that's a great song. I knew it was in there. I've never found work to be all that jolly myself. That's why I became a folk singer, you understand. One of the things that we've both done, and people of our ilk have done, is that we've stayed up late after an engagement, you know, in some far town, but we've never hardly ever been in the company of strangers. We tend to find our own and then say, what's your new song? What did
That's
you just
right.
make up? We learn from our friends, and they learn from us. And of course, one of the best either of us ran into on the road was Jim Ringer, who passed away down in Fresno, a construction worker from Fresno who could paint a good song and then got out and around about the country some. Now, you learned some of Jim's songs, didn't you?
Oh, lots. Yeah.
You're the only one I ever heard of who learned California Joe, which is what, the 20-minute song?
Yeah, that's the long one.
We thought of doing that today, folks, but we'll devote a program to that, and The Cat Came Back, which would be one whole show altogether.
Right, yeah.
Do one of Jim's songs for us, would you?
Here's one that almost everybody can relate to these days and in those days. Here's a Waiting for the Hard Times to Go. Well, my name, it don't matter. You don't know me no how. Still, I wish you would listen to what I'm saying now. I come looking for work here just a few weeks ago. Putting you down, but I don't like your town. Just hanging around, waiting for the hard times to go. Well, I come here from Fresno, and that is my home. If I'd ever get back there, I wouldn't feel so alone. I need someone to talk to, and I want you to know that my spirit is beat. I got sores on my feet. I'm a walk in your streets, waiting for the hard times to go. Now my home seems as far now as the earth from the stars, and anyway that I see buildings and cars. I want to hear the birds singing, and I want to feel the breeze blow. But I know that can't be. I can't yet be free. I gotta stay in your cities, waiting for the hard time to go. Now sometimes I wonder about the workings of life. Can a man make a living for his kids and his wife without leaving his hometown or a strange
first place to go, where he spends every cent, paying groceries and rent, until his whole life is spent, waiting for the hard times to go.
Jim Ringer. Well, we got to start ringing down the curtain on this. I really enjoy the pleasure of your company, Bob.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun, yeah.
And there are folks out and about, you know, over in Boulder and in Denver and in Troy, New York, or RPI and so on, that are really going to be happy that your voice is still very much with us. And now this is a voice that also, and there's ideas and songs that deserve to be heard far more widely. And now that the boy is getting more growth on him, and maybe set up to travel, you ready to kick out from this place?
Yeah, soon? I'm actually starting to, I'm put together quite a few little recordings, and I've got a little office together now, finally.
An office trailer.
I have an answering machine. Even bought a computer, and I've been dragging my feet on
well,
that.
Well, look, so. Some of these folks out here are going to want to get you up in front of their audiences, so you know where he is, damn it, you know where he is. We may have to fade out on this one, and I'll give you a sign if we have to, but, you know, we have share a mutual friend in Kate Wolf. Many times we've spent, you know, in her warm kitchen,
That's
in her
right.
warm presence. And she would pump us for songs, say, what'd you make up, what'd you make up? She's always the ears open
always.
And ready to listen and ready to share. Take us out on one of Kate's songs, would
All
you?
All right, yeah. Here's Across the Great Divide.
I've been walking in my sleep. I've been counting trouble instead of counting sheep. Where all the years went, I can't say, but I turn around, they've gone away, they've gone away. Yesterday, and I find myself up on the mountainside, where the rivers change directions across the Great Divide. I've been sifting through the layers of the dusty books and the faded papers. They tell a story that I used to know. It's one that happened a long time ago. It's gone away yesterday, and I find myself up on the mountainside, where the rivers change directions across the Great Divide. Now I thought I heard that old hoot owl calling, gently as the night was falling. She sang a question, I replied, but now she's gone across the borderline. She's gone away yesterday, and I find myself up on the mountainside, where the rivers change directions across the Great Divide.
Well, This is you, Todd Phillips, with the old friend Bodie Wagner, and you've been listening to Loafer's Glory, the Hobo Jungle of the Mind. Freight trains to fountain pens, he rode the rails and ink trails with the promise of grace over greed and the promise of Johnny Appleseed. He sang in streets and he slept on stairs and he lived on luck and nothing because, damn it, it meant something. Back when the world was a big blue chance and true as trust and love with truth and pride was as fierce as prison prayers when the war was on in our hearts but the blood not on our hands. The folk singer, Charles John Quarto.